This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is Kenneth Vigue, and we're back with the first of two minisodes for you. It's been a long road from Ghoul Scout Camp to present for two of our most beloved characters, Brian and Marianne. And while they may have started out as perhaps two-dimensional, the two strangest do-gooders in the wasteland have proven themselves to not just be bookish Uber versions, but well and truly capable of facing anything the wasteland has to throw at them. It will be some time yet before they will find themselves trapped in Sanctuary Acres. But in this two-parter written by our own George Wolfe, a trip to yet another carnival ends in terror and a looming choice for Pioneer Scoutmaster Brian. This episode was also produced and edited by Richard Loftus, our newest team member, and he's been instrumental in helping me on the production side of things. Now, rise and shine, campers. It's a beautiful day for grinding merit badges and achievements as you wake to the sound of hammering at the new Ghoul Scout Camp at Spruce Knob, a location that, very soon, will be claimed by another party completely.
Hello, Mudda. Hello, Fada. Here I am at Spruce Knob Campa. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if they stop nuking.
Oh, well, hey there, Brian. Top of the morning to ya. Hammering away early, I see.
Well, hey there, Marianne. Was hoping to finish the roof on the new Pioneer Scout Quonset Hut before breakfast.
And what a morning it is. Just smell that air. And to think, in just a few weeks, the newest Pioneer Scout camp in over 20 years will be open right here.
It curls my socks just thinking about it.
Yes, indeed. It's a canned coffee, eggs, and rash of mole rat bacon kind of morning.
Oh, that sounds just ducky.
Pass me those eggs, will ya?
Here you go.
Why, thank you. Now, I've been doing some thinking.
On the Mothman. Yep, me too. Months of searching and there's not so much as hide nor dusty wing of him.
And Solomon's gone into seclusion. Had no idea where his mother, the Overlord, got off to.
Graham's vision of something coming up from below does give one uncomfortable back sweat.
Back in the old days, my gran used to tell me stories of the family farm over in Kanawha County and our ancestor Granny Comstock, but the others called her Granny Witch. Witch's Creek was named after her.
Oh, my hairy aunt!
Oh, now, before you spit and throw salt at me, she had about as much demonic magic in her as I do buff out and mentats. What I do know is that she was a daughter of the earth, knew more about signs of nature and healing herbs than anybody. She was as sharp as a whip and had nothing more than a woman's intuition. Helped the miners in the 1912 strike. Predicted floods by doing nothing more than paying attention. My Graham and the women of our family had the gift. But I think she was talking about her moonshine recipes. When bad news was coming, her nose would itch. Enough to make you wiggle it.
Just a little bit.
Quite. Well, my nose has been itching. We've been traipsing all over the map for months now with nothing more to show for it but sore feet and 2,000 pounds of weapons that would do more damage if you threw them at someone than fire it. There's no sign of the Mothman or even Graham, so...
So?
So, if Graham taught me anything, it's that sometimes you just have to wait for a sign. Until then, I think it's time for our Possum Scouts to earn their Adventure Merit Badge.
What the? The sun's already up? What time is it? It's 8 o'clock? Timmy!
No, Grandma. It wasn't me who ate out of the litter box. It was the dog, I swear.
Timmy, wake up! We overslept!
I'm sorry, Grandma. Don't throw up. I thought it was chocolate you hid, just like at Easter time.
You've got to be kidding me! Wake up, you idiot!
Oh! Right in my no-no square!
Man up! Get your gear on and get moving!
What's happening?
We slept in so late, so unless you want to do extra chores again, get moving and get out there.
Oh, crap. I'm coming. Oh, I'm okay.
Ugh, try pulling your pants up before running, numbnuts.
Ready?
Let's go.
Marianne, breakfast is ready.
On my way.
Well. Look who finally woke up.
Well, good morning, sleepyheads. It's about time you woke. Any later and you'd be having lunch instead of breakfast.
It's only 8.
That it is, Scout, and daylight is burning.
We can explain. It's just that
No need to explain, Scout.
Does this mean we get extra chores?
No, Timmy. No extra chores today.
Aw, come on. This is so unfair. Wait, what?
Oh, did you want extra chores, Miss Becky?
No, that's not what I meant. But you always give us extra chores when we're late for our morning ones. What gives?
She's right. Did we get fired from the scouts? Am I fired from this family? Are you gonna leave me for dead in the middle of nowhere like my last one?
Oh, God, please.
Why, of course not.
Damn it!
Becky, language!
Sorry.
Nope. Today, scouts, we're going to do something different. No extra chores. No chores at all, actually. In fact, I shut off your alarm clocks while you were sleeping so you could rest a bit more this morning. After all, we have a big day ahead of us.
So what are we doing today? Collecting fire caps in the forest? Building starter robots at Robco? Or maybe we're going to cover ourselves in Myrler Queen eggs and let gophers lick them off of us.
What the fuck?
Becky Watts!
Oh, I know.
No, we won't be doing any of those today, Timmy. Especially that last one. No, today we're setting out on an adventure. An adventure unlike you've ever experienced before.
Yay! Oh, great. Sounds like another made-up mayor badge for us to earn. Again.
Wrong again, Scouts. No, there will be no merit badges, sadly. Now, everyone sit down for breakfast. I've made my own version of rad scorpion omelets for all of us to try.
It smells delicious.
Why, thank you, Marianne. It's got potatoes, pepper, various spices, and of course, rad scorpion eggs. I threw in some fire caps to give it a bit of a kick. Dig in.
This is really good, Scoutmaster Brian.
This is really good. Suck up. Oh, wow. This is actually really good.
Well, good. I'm glad you like it. Now, eat up. Like I said before, we got a big day ahead of us.
Yeah, about that. What are we doing again?
Well, Timmy, we're going to visit a very special place. A place that you might have heard of before. It's called Nuka World on Tour.
What? As in Nuka World? Are you serious?
What's that?
You're kidding me, right? Only the coolest thing in the world. I mean, I've never been to one, but my parents would tell me stories. The real Nuka World Amusement Park is in Massachusetts. A huge theme park with rides and all the carnival food you can eat. Not to mention every flavor of Nuka-Cola you could think of. It was the greatest place on Earth. That is, until the bombs fell. Not sure what happened to it, but what's Nuka World on tour?
Not sure myself, Becky. I know the history, just like you, then, after the bombs, hadn't heard of anything since. Till I was out the other day doing some trading with a newcomer, called himself a free radical. He saw my ukulele hanging from my backpack and mentioned he saw some others carrying around the same thing. That's when he told me that overnight someone had just set up an entire amusement area just south of us in the ash heap. He didn't know much about it or who was behind it, just that it was attracting all sorts of attention from the 76ers. I had my suspicions when he mentioned my ukulele, so I headed down there to take a look for myself.
What does your little guitar thing have to do with that?
It's a ukulele, dear, not a guitar. And that's where it came from, after all. My grandfather used to play this uke right here in the original amusement park.
The same one?
The very same. He worked for Nuka World Amusement Park. He played in one of the acts at the main park. My mother would tell me stories and eventually pass down his uke as a gift to me.
That is so cool.
So wait, they built some discount store Nuka World in this wasteland? Why? It seems like a terrible idea. Only thing worse would be if you decided to build it in the mire. Could you imagine? Who would build an amusement park on a swamp? Am I right?
Yes, that would be strange. But no, this seems to be just a traveling group. It's only a fraction of the size of the actual park. No one knows who set it up.
How do you know all of this?
Oh, just what I observed from afar whenever I found it.
We'll have all day to check it out, Scouts. Done with breakfast? Good. Leave your dishes. We'll clean up when we get back. There's your packs ready to go. Time to haul boots.
Yay!
Off we march. Are you thinking what I am, Brian?
That all manner of pan-crustacean hexapod invertebrates of the class Insecta are just so gosh darn adorable, but they are so small and our lips are just so big.
Well, yes, that, but also a confident single-file march through Appalachia's post-apocalyptic hellscape requires a festive and uplifting marching song.
The funny thing about hurling yourself into a fissure is that it only hurts the first time. Oh, look, there's one.
Oh, Becky Watts, you precious tadpole. You'll like this one. Trust me. What if there was a place with all the sip of Nuka-Cola? Wouldn't that be the cheer, cheer, cheeriest place in all the world? Take it away, Brian.
where the river's made of quantum and the mountaintops are fizz, with fun and games and rides for all the moms and pops and kids. Sing it, Becky Watts!
Well, it turns out there's a place with all the zip of Nuka-Cola. Come on down to Nuka World and see it for yourself.
Now, Timmy!
Giddy Kingdom's lots of fun for tots like you and me.
And safari adventures full of animals to see.
Let's talk to Galactic Zone for otherworldly thrills.
Down in Dry Rock Gulch, there's cola up in them thar hills.
Oh, well, hey there, Mr. Willard.
Can't stop now. Heard there was a Deathclaw in heat. Gonna make a mint with these pictures. Hoo-wee!
Alrighty then.
Ugh, gross.
The world of refreshments, the most wonderful place. The friendly streets of Nuka Town put a smile on your face.
Now you know there's a place that's just as great as Nuka Cola. Come on down to Nuka World and see it for yourself. A vacation that refreshes, a trip you won't forget. Apart with every minimum acceptable safety standard met. Quench your thirst for adventure at Nuka.
Wow. It's beautiful.
Oh, Timmy, are you crying?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am.
Well, wipe those tears away, Scout. Today is a happy day. So where to first?
Well, there's a coaster up top. It looks like an old western town, an arcade, and the Big Top just down from there.
Ooh, an arcade? As when there's a rotten Meyerlurk egg.
Hey, no fair! Wait for me, Timmy!
Oh, you...
Hey, Brian, hold up a sec.
Something on your mind, Marianne?
Are you okay?
Well, of course I am. Fit as a fiddle. Why do you ask?
Well, you aren't acting like yourself.
Really? I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, you've been acting different. Usually you're all about merit badges and teaching valuable life lessons to the kids. I thought for sure you'd turn my suggestion for Nuka World on Tour into some kind of learning experience, and you haven't mentioned anything about it at all on the way here. No long-winded speeches on the Jesuitical heresy or mating rituals of the majestic chameleon Deathclaw. I'm not complaining by any means, but, well, it just seems out of character for you.
Well, what's wrong with having a little mindless fun, Marianne?
No, nothing. Nothing at all. But your kind of fun usually involves seeing who can identify 10 different kinds of vegetations first.
Oh, I do enjoy a good vegetation challenge.
Is this... Well, is this about the incident a few months back when you got hurt pretty bad?
I'm not sure what you're referring to. I can be a bit clumsy and injure myself from time to time.
Lest we forget Bryognak, my dearest.
I already told you. That wasn't me. I had no control over...
I know. It wasn't anyone's fault. It's just that...
I really don't want to talk about this, Marianne.
I know. But... Well, I think you need to. You haven't been...
There's nothing to talk about. Now, come on. Let's go enjoy the festivities with the Scouts. Now, where did those two get off to?
Brian!
Whoa, where's the fire, Timmy? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. Can we go to the Western Shootout?
Western Shootout?
Yeah. The guy over there in the cowboy hat said that we get to be robbers and take people's money. And if we beat the sheriff at the end, we get a prize. I saw some people leave with guns, like an actual real-life gun. Isn't that so cool?
So let me get this straight. You steal money from people.
Uh-huh.
Then you beat up an officer of the law.
Uh-huh.
And if you do all that, you get a gun for a prize?
Yeah, a real gun.
I don't think so, Timmy. How about we try the arcade instead?
Oh, okay.
I don't remember that in the stories Mom told me. What kind of amusement park is this?
Step right up and see how strong you are. Can you defeat the great Bruno? Doubt it.
I'll try.
You, this is not a tea party, little girl. Bruno needs real competition. Run along now.
I said I'll play.
Fine. Easy money for me. Here, take this. Don't hurt yourself, little girl. Nuka World Tour is not responsible for any bodily harm or emotional damage that is caused during your visit. Thank you, and have a nice day.
Stupid robot! I'll show you.
Come on! Hi-yah!
Wow, what a shocker. Better luck next time, kid.
Ugh, stupid game, stupid robot.
Whoa, easy there, Becky. Why so angry?
Ugh, this game is rigged, and the robots keep insulting me.
Oh, I'm sure that's not the case. It's probably just...
No, she is correct. She stinks, and I told her. I call it like I see it.
Well, that is very rude, Mr. Robot, and you owe her an apology.
My name is Bruno. I do not apologize.
Well, I strongly suggest you do.
Oh, yeah? And if I don't, what are you going to do, Pipsqueak?
Pipsqueak? Well, that just tars it.
There you go, Timmy. Feel better?
Yeah, thanks, Miss Marianne. I know I shouldn't have a real gun, but this balloon is pretty great. Plus, the nice robot lady reminded me of my mother.
Oh, you never told me your mother was French?
French? I thought she was speaking Spanish.
Brian, what are you doing?
Marianne, I...
Brian here was about to give it to this smart-ass robot. Let him have it.
Becky, language. Young lady, you've had quite the potty mouth recently. Keep it up, and you'll be on latrine duty for a month.
Sorry, Marianne.
Brian, is this true?
Well, you see, I... Yes.
You're supposed to be the example, Brian. What are you teaching the children?
Oh, you in trouble.
Children, wait outside the arcade, please.
Aw, but it was just getting good.
Now...
Yes, Marianne.
Brian, I know you don't want to talk about things, but you need to get a handle on whatever's going on.
But he just... It's just that... Aw, fiddlesticks.
Oh, now come on. Let's go try something else. There's plenty more to do here.
You're right. Let's go.
That's right. Walk away. Come back when you actually have some muscle.
Excuse me? Listen here, you bucket of bolts. My man has been through a lot lately, and I would appreciate it if you kept your demeaning comments to yourself. Get that?
Gulp. Yes, ma'am.
Good. Now, how much to play?
One cap.
Winner!
I'll take the snow globe, please. Thank you.
Wait, come back. I think I'm in love.
Here you go, kiddo.
Wow, thanks, Marianne.
Oh, of course, sweetie. Now, on to the big top.
Come one, come all, to the greatest show on earth. Welcome to Nuka World on Tour!
What's so great about it, Cappy?
So many things, Bottom! Why, it's probably easier to tell you what's not great about it! Which is nothing! Test your skill out at our Nuka Arcade!
Yeah, no thanks.
Or maybe you fancy an old-fashioned shootout over at our Western event. It It's a rootin' tootin' good time.
Oh, or for those that are looking for something more for the adults, they can take a romantic ride through the love tunnel.
Right you are, Bottle.
Or, if they're brave enough, they could try our signature Nuka coaster.
Oh, no, no, no. Better not.
Why not? Is it broke?
Oh, we've been having trouble up there. Earthquakes, people screaming.
Of joy! Whee! No one wants to hear about that, Bottle. You're going to scare away the customers.
Earthquakes? This region has been geologically stable for half a century. Have you determined the cause?
Something from below?
Marianne?
My nose is itching. Say, who set all this up?
We're Nuka World on tour.
Yes, but it wasn't here, and then it was. And those crafting stations, weapons, workbenches, ammo crates? What kind of amusement park or carnival has that kind of thing smack dab in the middle of everything?
We're Nuka World on tour.
I think what my blushing virgin pure companion means is who is in charge around here.
We're Nuka World on tour!
Ugh, these things suck. Clearly you can see they don't know anything.
Be that as it may, I'm gonna have a look around later, I think.
Don't forget to check out our concession stands and our Nuka Cola machines. We carry every flavor of Nuka Cola. That's legally licensed for consumption.
Sounds delicious, Cappy. But they didn't come to the Big Top just to hear about everything else in the park.
They didn't?
No. They came because this is the place where you can win big.
You're right, Bottle. How silly of me. You're talking about spin the wheel, aren't you?
Indeed I am, Cappy. Hey, why don't you explain to our friends the rules before we get started?
I'd love to. Hi there, folks, and welcome to Spin the Wheel. Now for the rules.
Ugh, can we go?
Don't you want to try the game out, Becky?
Not really. Thought they'd have animals in here for us to pet or at least look at. I'm not in the mood for another game.
Can we get some food, Miss Marianne? I'm hungry.
Brian, what do you think?
Food sounds like a swell idea, Scouts. Right after the game. It's about to start.
Fine.
Okay.
Stand back, kids. I can make short work of this with my explosive Gatling.
No, Brian. Put that away. They aren't going to learn anything if we just blast everything for them all the time and they can't get any hits in.
What does it matter? I thought we were just here to have fun.
Yes, and so are they.
And that's the rules, folks. After a player spins, whatever challenge it lands on, you must complete. Protect the Cappy and Bottle statues. Survive, I mean. Win 3 rounds with the statue standing, and you get a prize at the end. The more statues standing, the better the prize. Are you ready? Great. Now the only thing left to do is spin the wheel.
This sounds fun. Here we go.
All right, folks. For your first challenge, we need your help with some pest control.
Pest control?
That's right. Seems some unwanted guests have been trying to raid our concession stands for our delicious food and Nuka Cola. And they don't want to pay. Help us get rid of them so that there's plenty of fried treats and thirst-quenching Nuka Cola left for everybody. Here we go!
Oh my god, what is this? Where did all these bugs come from?
Timmy, smash!
Good hit, Timmy. Oh, this is fun. Why don't we all use our melee weapons that Brian and I got for you from the camp vendors the other day? Becky, are you carrying that instigating golf club I got for you near White Springs?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Ugh, this is so gross. But kind of fun.
That's the spirit. Yeah.
Good effort, Scouts, but let's pick up the pace a little bit, okay?
Hey, I was gonna hit that one.
Gotta be quick, Timmy.
I'm trying to, but there's too many of them.
And what did I tell you about getting good, Becky Watts? Full follow-through on your swing, and don't...
Brian! Let them get some hits in.
Oh, no! There goes one of the statues!
Timmy, you were supposed to be guarding that one.
I'm trying, Scoutmaster Brian, but my arms are getting tired.
I can't hear you over the sound of your whining. Now swing away! What in the... That guy isn't even guarding. He's just standing there, staring at the ground. Hello? Sir, excuse me. It's like no one's home.
Uh-oh! Looks like there's only one left. Heads up, Nuka fans. If you don't protect that last one, it's game over.
Oh, dear. I guess I have no choice. No way I'm losing this game.
Brian, what are you doing? You're getting bug zaps everywhere. Ew, it's in my mouth. Get it out. Get it out.
Hey, that's not fair. I'm not getting any.
Watch the spray, kids. Step back while I handle this.
Aw, I wanted to smash more bugs.
Congratulations! You survived the first round of Spin the Wheel! When you're ready for the next round, step right up and spin the wheel!
Looks like we made it through round one. Great job, everyone.
Can we go now? I am covered in bug guts, and I'm not having fun. This day is the worst.
Yeah, I'm hungry and not having much fun either, but mostly hungry.
Sure, Scouts. Let's go get some food.
But the game's not over.
It is for us, Brian. You've made it perfectly clear that you can win this one on your own. You don't need us.
But we're a team.
Are we, Brian? Because what you just did there was not being a team. Whatever this is, you're being a real jerk.
Marianne!
Well, I'm sorry, but you are. You know what? I'm not sorry. You need to think about some things, mister. Oh, I am so upset with you. Come on, kids. Concession stands are up the hill.
Oh, Brian, you dunce. You really did it this time. Come on, Brian. You just need to be honest with her. Tell her the truth.
Marianne, this is amazing.
Yeah. What he said.
Well, good. I'm glad to see those smiles back on your faces. I'm sorry the day hasn't been as fun as...
Marianne!
Children, if you'll excuse me, I'm going for a walk. I'll be back in a few. Enjoy your goodies and don't talk to strangers.
Yes, Marianne.
Yes, ma'am.
Marianne, hold up. Where are you going? Oh, dear. Well, I guess I'll just stay here till she comes back, then.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm leaving her alone like she wanted.
That's not what she wants. She wants you to go after her.
But she said...
Yeah, I know that's what she said, but that's not what she actually meant. You don't know women at all, do you?
Not so much, no. They never taught us in Scouts about them, but my mom said when you love a woman very, very much... You're supposed to put your pollen on her kneecap.
Ew, what the actual... Ugh. Oh my gosh. Just go after her already.
What about the...
We'll be fine. Now go.
Okay, I'm going.
So, there's not a merit badge on understanding women?
Ugh. Boys, just shut up and eat your food.
Okay. To catch a creep. Tour-y?
It's called To Catch a Creature.
Why are you reading that?
None of your beeswax, Timmy. Just eat your food.
So where did they go anyway?
They went into the Tunnel of Love.
Ooh, the Tunnel of Love. Ouch, wow, wow. You think they're doing it?
Timmy!
What? I'm not sure what it even is. My dad would always say that when he was talking to his friends around me. He used to do it with a lot of ladies he knew around town. Is this some type of game?
Oh, this isn't happening. Ugh, I'm going for a walk.
Okay, can I eat your food?
Ugh, I'm surrounded by idiots!
Is that a yes?
Hello? Marianne? I wonder how far this tunnel goes. Wait a minute. Is that organ music?
Thank you to the bride and groom for both sharing those beautiful vows.
So beautiful.
Keep it together, Bottle. I will now share a few words with the happy couple.
What? Is this a wedding?
Shh. Sit down.
Marianne,
Not now, Brian. We'll talk about this after. Shh. That Mr. Handy is getting married and promised that if I sit through this, he'll get me this adorable little bow.
Okie dokie.
I have attended this attraction for many years, watching the Tunnel of Love blossom romance among endless couples. And now, at last, I found my perfect match. Though we have only known each other for 4 minutes and 25 seconds, I know this is fate. Don't you agree, my love? She's a bit shy.
Excuse me. She is literally a mop and a bucket.
Hush, Brian.
And so, when the cap and bottle become separated for too long, the Nuka-Cola loses its flavor and fizz. But when kept together, the cap and bottle preserve and protect what is most important. You as the cap and you as the bottle, may you clasp tightly to each other to preserve your soda. Love for many years to come.
That is so beautiful.
Mr. Handy, you may now kiss the mop.
Her name is Gertrude.
Yes. You may now kiss Gertrude.
Marianne, wait! Seismic activity! What on earth?
What? Brian?
Are you okay? You're crying.
I'm fine. Just doing some snooping. Leave me alone.
I'm sorry. We can do it again if it's so important. I'll let the scouts take the lead for the...
No! That's not it! God! For someone so book smart, you're so incredibly stupid sometimes.
Will you slow down? If you're not mad about that, what are you mad about? I'm a tad bit lost in the weeds over here.
Aren't you paying attention at all at what's going on here? First, the Pioneer Scout Camp is nuked off the landscape to stop a rampaging serial killer. Then, we get spellbound by some demonic creature at a drive-thru after he tricked us into sacrificing you at an arcane pagan ritual.
I did find that your traditional period costumes were remarkably accurate.
There. Right there. Time warp parodies, physics that don't make sense, monsters, aliens, and rampaging raiders spraying the landscape in an orgasmic display of overpowered legacy-class military-grade weaponry, and throughout all of that, you're this. You're Golly Gee, and, well, actually, it was the Thamnophis melanogaster, but that's a common misconception. They aren't just scouts that were out here to teach how to survive and protect. They're our kids, Brian. And with all of that going on, aren't you mad? Aren't you scared?
I just...
Loving you is like loving someone in a high tower. I can see you, hear you, but I'm nowhere close to the real you, and you keep your feelings, any semblance of emotion, way far away in a safe place. You didn't even express anything, really, until you transformed into Bryognak.
I'm sorry, okay? I don't know what you want.
I want you to feel something. Because I know you do. Because ever since then, whenever there's the slightest bit of danger, you pull out your Gatling and spray the landscape. That's not fighting. It's not protecting. That's coping. Not everything needs to be atomized.
I just lost control, Marianne. I've never lost control before. I've always known what to do. I study, I work hard, and I've always been good at everything I do. But I lost control. I lost. I was supposed to be there for you. Black Skull was a major threat, and I wasn't there for you. I couldn't save you. I was just a bumbling idiot that couldn't protect you. I wasn't even in control of my own body. I don't know what I am without control.
A human being, Brian. Like the rest of us. Do you love me?
What?
Do you love me?
Well, of course I do.
How?
I do.
How do you show me?
I made breakfast. Gave you some swell flowers.
No. Those are expressions of love. But when you love someone, you feel love. You shower them with it. You drop down every barrier. Get down out of that tower. And you drown in it. Together. That's love. Candy cards. Flowers. And chaste kisses. They're for high school, Brian. We graduated long ago. I want you to feel something, anything. But more important, I want you to feel that you love me. Love us. And just be human.
Huh. I don't know if I know how to do that.
Well, let me know when you're ready to figure it out.
Excuse me. I'm sure this is a riveting lover's quarrel, but can you move, please? Gertrude and I wish to consummate my marriage in this honeymoon cave.
Oh,
pardon me, Mr. Lovely, was it? We're talking here. Kindly fudge off.
Well, pardon you, sir. But after all this time, I'm not waiting another second. You two want to watch? Please, feel free. I don't kink shame. Oh, my dear Gertrude, at long last. Oh, my dearest, fear not. I have an attachment for that, too. Kiss me. Kiss me with your big moppy head.
Oh, my hairy aunt.
Oh, okay. We'll just go.
Oh, my dearest, yes, yes, I'm going to reboot! Gertrude? Gertrude? No! Oh, such cruel fates! You have stolen her from me, broken before me! I shall never forget you, my love, never! Until the top of the hour, when we do this all over again! Until then, I shall never forget you.
Well, that was...
Marianne, look.
Scoutmaster Brian! Scoutmaster Marianne! Hurry! Hurry!
What's wrong, Timmy?
It's Becky! She went up to the coaster. Something awful. The ground caved in and she fell. She fell down in.
Come on. Hurry.
Our story will continue. In our next minisode, what lies beneath and what reigns